Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Now, when I mention my half fam, you know what that means. Either it's my half fam that are Chouds, or it's my half fam that's Frisco fam. Today, it's my half Chowd fam. Now, I did start the week by hyping the basketball team there because the Celtics were on one. Not only on one, but on one of the all-time heaters. And they stomped the hell out of my half-fam in the Bay, Frisco. They look like they may never lose ever again. Going into last night, it looked like the Celtics might not even ever play a close game ever again. In fact, that's how it looked all the way into the fourth quarter when they were pounding an undermanned but game and good Cavaliers team. Boston led by 16 entering the fourth. So game over, right? Then that lead ballooned to as many as 22 with 9 minutes left. So absolutely that game was over. And that's not me saying it. That's ESPN putting the Chowd win probability at 99.9%. Done. That game is over. But then something happened. Something very familiar to Chowd fan. How many times have we seen the Chouds lose games that they had already won? How many times have we seen the Chouds lose big games that they've already won? Something happened. Something very specific. D-Wade happened. You know, D-Wade gonna D-Wade. And I gotta give it to the guy, man. D-Wade went vintage D-Wade last night. As only Duane can. As only D-Wade can. Except we're not talking about Duane. I'm talking about Dean Wade. A.K.A. the new D-Wade, apparently. A.K.A. the guy who just lost his freaking mind in the fourth quarter last night and put on an absolute laser show and single-handedly won a game that was already lost for the Cavs against the hottest team in the league.
What?
This dude, Dean Wade. Check this out. He scored 20 in the fourth quarter. He outscored the entire Celtics team in the fourth quarter. Not Duane in his prime. Dean Wade. It was like he caught the Celtics heater, like the Celtics heater was contagious, and it spread to Dean Wade and turned Dean Wade into D Wade, and then suddenly D Wade could not miss a shot. Literally. D Wade did not miss a single shot in the fourth quarter. He didn't miss a shot. He scored 20. He outscored the entire opposing team, which has been the best team in the NBA all year. And he had a 20-plus point comeback. The last player to do all four of those things in the same fourth quarter was Kobe freaking Bryant. And he did it 22 years ago. So apparently D-Wade was not only channeling D-Wade, he was also channeling the Mamba. That's all it took to cool off the Celtics. All it took was Dean Wade losing his mind and having the best come from behind individual fourth quarter in over two decades by anybody. I mean, the comeback would have still been incredible if it was a team-wide effort, but it really wasn't a team-wide effort. It was one guy, and that guy was Dean Wade. It was the Dean Wade game. And no offense to Dean Wade, but I didn't know that dude had it in him. I can't say that I ever expected to see a Dean Wade game against anybody, much less the Celtics. I mean, to put this in proper perspective, this dude was averaging 5 points per game this year. This dude was averaging 5 points per game for his career. This dude had never, ever scored 23 in an NBA game until last night. That was his career high last night. and he almost got that career high all in the fourth quarter against the hottest team in the association. And if that weren't crazy enough, of course it was this dude who ultimately finished and won the game on a putback dunk with 19 seconds left.
LeVert, 10 to shoot. Now it's Garland. Drive to the rim. Left hand, no. It's Dean Wade coming out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, out of the clouds, however you want to say it. But you can say that again. What a perfect description for the entire game. Never mind the last few seconds. I mean, the entire game. Summed up in 7 words. It's Dean Wade coming out of nowhere.
It's Dean Wade coming out of nowhere.
That's why Ian Eagle is an absolute legend. It's Dean Wade coming out of nowhere to end one of the hottest heaters we have ever seen. But that's not all it took, because the Cavs nearly lost that game. They nearly lost the game anyway, despite D. Wade coming out of nowhere, because the refs overturned a shooting foul against the Cavs that would have put Jason Tatum on the line with less than a second to play. So maybe the ref show should not have overturned that call, because the Cavs were pretty much all up in Tatum's landing space. It wasn't egregious, per se, but I'll side with my Chowd half fan. That was a pretty aggressive overturn in that situation. I'll side with the half fam on that. Now, what I will not side with is Kristaps Porzingis put back getting wiped out on that Tatum foul call. My half fam's also unhappy about that. KP did not get it off in time. The clock stopped because of the foul. So that Tatum shot would have been the last shot if there was no foul call. So no, the refs did not rob the Celtics by wiping out a Porzingis buzzer beater putback to save the winning streak. And frankly, what are you even pointing to that for? You're up by 22 in the fourth quarter. You let Dean Wade come back on you. Not even the Cavs. And by the way, the Cavs were undermanned. That's why Dean Wade had to go Dean Wade. Donovan Mitchell was not out there. Yeah, and Porzingis, by the way, isn't even all that broken up about it. Not based on what he said after the game. Based on what he said after the game, it sounded like KP was happy. Happy that the Tatum foul got overturned and that his putback didn't count. And that the Celtics losing was actually a good thing. A positive development. Listen to KP.
Good loss for us.
Why did you say that? Yeah.
No, because I think it's healthy. I think it's healthy for us. You know, we do have a feeling that way. We're like pretty much like we're going to win every game. We're invincible. We're going to win this game. No matter what happens, we're like, we got this. A little bit of that feeling is always there. You know, it's maybe healthy, but it's also healthy to get a loss here and there to kind of like, all right, here we go. Let's recalibrate a little bit and, you know, have that like attention to detail again. So I think it's completely like fine, and I think it's necessary for us to keep building.
Hey, half fam, terrible take. Terrible take. One of the worst takes. Like, you needed that to know that paying attention to detail is important? You needed that to know that not finishing is important? You know who the hell you are? You're known for things like that, half fam. It's a good loss? Really? Is that a thing?
Good loss for it.
It's a good loss. Blowing a 22-point lead is a good thing, especially for a team known for not finishing. It's not like we haven't seen this before from this team. It's not like they're not known for not finishing games. That's why it's not a good thing, because it reared its ugly head. It happened again. That's why that's a concern. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Losing a game where you let one dude off the bench go insane and single-handedly beat you after you had a 22-point lead with 9 minutes to go and a 99.9% win probability is actually the opposite of a good thing. It's a terrible thing. And to spin it as anything other than a colossal choke job is pretty moronic, half-fam. Sorry about that, big fella.
Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Do not make a shake or eat a bar. Instead, grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Wild Trapper, because Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender, and it's made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire. Old Trapper is a family-owned business that takes smoked beef extremely seriously, and you can taste it in every single bite. I mean, who wants dried-out, tough beef in a bag? No one. It's like eating a shoe. Old Trapper is the real deal, and it comes in four amazing flavors. Old Fashioned is sweetened with a touch of brown sugar goodness, teriyaki, peppered, and hot and spicy for those of you who like to take things up a notch. Next time you want a great protein and energy snack that you can have anytime, anywhere, grab some Old Trapper beef jerky. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. That way you can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef.
If you don't believe me, check in with KP's teammate, Jaylen Brown. He knows. He doesn't think that them going into the tank against a busted-up Cleveland team and letting some reserve come off the bench and light them on fire like that is a good thing. Trust me, he thinks it's a terrible thing, and he's right. But KP seems to think that it's healthy because they were feeling a little too invincible, that they were smelling themselves a little too much. So I guess the logic is you take a gigantic dump in your pants.
You have a big dump in your pants.
And you smell that instead. And wouldn't you know, on top of all of that, D. Wade is a Chiefs fan. Why is that relevant? Because, of course, the Kelce brothers were in attendance. They were courtside for that game. Because, of course, they were. Where aren't the Kelce brothers right now? They're freaking everywhere. Anywhere that anything is happening, they're there. The question is, are things happening because they're there? Or are they there because things are happening? I don't know, but they're everywhere. Right? All at once. Of course they were courtside for that insanity last night. Rocking Cavs uniforms, smashing beers, cheesing it up for the cameras. Where else would they be? Of course they were there. And you just know they were regaling Clevelanders with stories of Super Bowl drama, stories the Clevelanders know nothing about and have never experienced for themselves. Stories like walking it off in OT in Vegas, or that one time the biggest dong on the team combined with the biggest brass set for the best trick play ever. I'm sure they went to that story.
Having the game of his life on the biggest stage possible. And the biggest on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special. And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium to say, yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Clearly, Dean Wade was the play on Prize Picks yesterday, Alvy. We missed on that. Who didn't have Dean Wade in their entry? I'll tell you something else. I don't know. Maybe when this dude, I mean, I know the Celtics. I know exactly what went down. They're like, oh, Donovan Mitchell's not around. They're busted up. Game over. Why should we exert any effort at all? We're up by 22. This game's over. Yeah, I don't know, because Dean Wade is coming off the bench and he can't miss. And when every shot starts falling, I don't know, maybe you go over there and you put a hand in his face. Maybe. I don't know. But then again, if defenses key on him the way they should have, if they do key on D. Wade, they can just give the ball to LeBradford James. LeBradford James! And if LeBradford isn't feeling it or is looking to making the right basketball play, maybe they can just move the ball to Cristobal Bosch. Cristobal! You heard it here first. Look out for the Cavalier Eagles. Yeah, I know. Half fam, just one game. I'm going to say that you're still the ones to beat in the East. You may, in fact, still be the ones to beat overall. But that's not just one game. That shouldn't still be happening. And it is. It is. It's still happening. I just saw it. And it was just Dean Wade coming out of nowhere who did it to you. 1-800-636-8686. What are your thoughts? Want your reaction to that last night? Half chouds, half fam. I mean, come on. Are you just going to play that off like that's only one game? Much to do about nothing? Who gives a damn? KP did. But I think it's more than that. All right, in addition to that.
Good loss for us.
No, it's not a good loss for you. Coming from 22 up after just beating Frisco by 50 plus is not a good loss for you.
Are you one of millions struggling with premature hair thinning and hair loss? Or maybe you're scared about inheriting that thinning look because it just runs in the family. Introducing Provia, a real solution that delivers on its promise without the harsh side effects, unwanted chemicals, and unpleasant smells. Thanks to our friends that developed GenuCell Skincare, Provia uses Procapil. It's a natural ingredient to effectively target the three main causes of premature hair thinning for men and women of any age. By supporting scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head than in the shower or on your comb, or 100% of your money back. And right now, new customers can save over 50% off Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Rome. Every package includes a full 60-day supply of Provia serum for daily use, plus their super concentrate that could give you faster, more noticeable results. And every order includes your choice of a free gift at checkout. See results for yourself right now. ProviaHair.com/Rome. ProviaHair.com/Rome. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
John Cooper. John, it's always great to run you down. In fact, it is a jungle tradition of sorts. Great to have you back, John. How are you?
My man, I'm good. I always look forward to this. Like, I think I've got into the rotation now maybe once a year. It's like best day of the year.
Hey, John, first of all, it's probably not the best day of the year for you, but I appreciate you saying it. And there is no maybe about it. You are a big part of the rotation. This is a official tradition. All right, so let me ask you. You know as well as anybody that the regular season is the ultimate grind. You've got less than 20 games to go before the playoffs get underway. So what do you like best about the group so far this season? And maybe what's something you'd like to see them improve upon before the postseason?
So the year started, you know, I think the year's so long, but people forget we had Vasilevsky had surgery, so we missed the first 25 games, and so that was a little nerve-wracking for us to see if we could get through that, and we did. Jonas Johansson did a fantastic job for us, and so helped us get it through that. We were kind of trying to navigate our way as a team here, a lot of new faces. I mean, we went to the Stanley Cup Final 2 years ago, and out of the 23 guys that were there, we only have 8 left. And so there's been a lot of turnover in this team in just 2 years. And so it was taking some time for us to come together. But since probably our All-Star break, our game has really come into its own. And does it translate in wins every single night? It doesn't. But, you know, the chances we give up against are way down. The chances we're getting are way up. We're playing a really sound game. And it feels like you can just feel it in the room that everything's kind of clicking for us now. And, you know, now we're starting to take some points. And especially this time of year when, you know, probably in years past, maybe we'd be in that, you know, 3, 4, 5 hole and we'd have a little bit of breathing room behind us. You know, now we're in the 8 hole and every game is kind of a playoff game for us. But it's kind of a cool challenge is that, you know, we put ourselves in the hunt. We're in the driver's seat right now. And we keep playing the way we are, we should be okay.
We are talking to John Cooper. That makes sense to me. So you have a lot of new faces, and then, of course, you have Nikita Kucherov, who's not a new face, and he's doing Kucherov-type things. He is still one of the best playmakers in the sport, right? Let me ask you this. Not only is he still one of the best playmakers in the sport, but he's been so good for so long. Is he still Hart Trophy good? In other words, where would you slot him in the MVP conversation this season?
So It's funny you ask this because I was asked this by a Canadian reporter a couple of days ago. He's like, okay, Coop, give me your, sell me on why Cooch should be MVP. I said, well, I'll put it this way. You know, I've been in the league long enough. I know some of the elite players in this league. And every one of these elite players say to me, you know what? When the Tampa Bay Lightning are on TV, I turn them on. I'm like, why do you turn them on? I'm like, obviously, you guys are a good team. But basically, the real reason they say, I turn them on because I want to watch Nikita Kucherov. And when the elite players are saying that about, you know, your guy, who we get to see every single night. And, you know, as you said, unbelievable playmaker. But he's also got like 35-some goals right now. But the biggest part is his compete level. Like, he's competing at a level. When he won the Hart Trophy in 2019, he was phenomenal. But his game is now it's 200-foot game. And he's like the position we're in right now. He's willing us there. And so I think he's better than he was in 2019. But I think the ultimate compliment is when your peers are the ones turning on TV, even if they're on the West Coast, trying to watch your games because you're playing. That says to me he's a pretty special player.
I think so. I think that's really high praise, too, that you think that he's playing better right now than in 2019 when he did win the Hart Trophy. I also love that phrase, his compete level. I think that's great. So you mentioned Vasilevsky. Now, he did miss the first 2 months of the season after back surgery. Obviously, he was so instrumental in your Stanley Cup wins. What is it then like to have him back healthy and between the pipes as you get ready for the stretch run?
Well, it's comforting. That's what it is. It's like comfort food. And, the one thing about Vassy, so we went through that stretch. We went to 3 straight finals. And so Vassy ended up playing 73 more games than, you know, teams that weren't in the playoffs. And those are 73, not regular season games, playoff games. And so you start thinking about the wear and tear and, you know, the mental fatigue and all those things that went on. It was tough. And for him to, you know, be able to come back year after year, you know, obviously this injury had that kept him out for, you know, months, I think was a great thing for him because it actually got him away from the game instead of throwing him right back in there. But he's another one, just like our team, he's coming into his own. And still, like, if you talk to players, when they're coming down to Vasilevsky, they're sitting there thinking, like, all right, what the heck am I going to shoot at here? And he's just such an imposing figure. And, you know, when we get to write his name in the lineup every single night, you know who doesn't? The other team. And that's what, you know, we know we have that advantage when he's in the net. And I'd take that kid anywhere with me. He's like Cooch, he's another, he's just another superstar.
Let's talk for a minute about O'Reilly Auto Parts, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road and offering helpful service and parts knowledge that you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They have thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And they can also test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, they will help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. When you need a specialty tool to finish the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their loaner tool program. Simply pay a refundable deposit and borrow the right tool, then get your deposit back when it's returned. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome.
John Cooper joining us. You know, John, you don't have that same luxury. For instance, in a league where coaching changes happen more and more frequently, you are currently the longest tenured head coach in the NHL. So how have you managed to ensure that your message to your players has stayed fresh over the years and you've been able to keep their attention and maintain their buy-in? How have you done that?
Actually, I got it real quick. So I'm kind of pacing outside our locker room here, and Kucherov just walked by me, gave me the knuckles. I kind of thought that was funny.
That is.
To be honest, it's weird. Like, so the profession we're in, I've been really fortunate. And, everybody says when you're head coach somewhere, you're hired to be fired, and that's true. And I'm probably going to get fired at some point in my career. The fact that it hasn't happened for 11 years, I thank my lucky stars that I have, you know, phenomenal owner, GM that have trusted. We have a lot of stability in our organization, and we just went with a method of here's our crew and we're going to roll with it. And, but I think a big part of it is the core players. And so you look at the Hedmans, the Stamkoses, even now you look at Cooch, Braden Point, Vassy, all these guys. Like, we've gone through the best of the times and the worst of the times. Like, everybody, you know, applauds us for three finals and two Stanley Cups, but we kind of push under the rug the 62-win season, President's Trophy, swept in 6 days. And, you know, it's easier to talk about that now, but when we lived through that, it was, like, crushing. It was embarrassing, actually. And so, but we were allowed to live through those situations, grow, and move on. And I think that was probably a big thing, because in the end, that was probably an easy time for myself to be let go, but there was a lot of trust. And what happened was we went to three finals the next 3 years and won two of them. And so then you pass kind of this threshold of, you know what, you're kind of all in it together. I'm probably a little bit more than player coach now to some of these guys in the core. And there's such an understanding of what we do and what we believe in. And I can just look at guys now and they know exactly what I'm thinking. So, you know, I've been in a pretty fortunate situation, but, you know, when you go through the heartbreak and you go through the ecstasy and you've got a group that trusts in you, I guess you get to stick around for a little bit.
John Cooper joining us. John, quickly, I want to ask you about your annual charity fishing tournament, which included Wayne Gretzky this year. How was Coop's Catch for Kids first launched back in 2016? And then how important is this cause to you?
It's, gosh, I could talk about this for hours. It's a big part of me, and I guess me as a person. You know, when you put in this forum, we're both in some, we have a microphone in front of us daily. And, you know, it's not right. It's like a duty for me to sit here and say, you know, how can, in the position I'm in, you know, give back? And I think in pediatric cancer, you know, I talk, my wife's father passed away at 61 of cancer. I always say, you know, at least he got to live 61 awesome lives. You know, some of these kids are hoping to live to 11, let alone 61. And so it's, they're always a tough time. There was a boy named Tony Colton, who I had a relationship with. I saw him speak at an event. He told everybody he was cancer-free. I met him afterwards. He was so impressive. And he said, I'm not cancer-free. I just didn't want the crowd to feel bad for me. And I thought, oh, my God. Mm. And, you know, he was kind of the inspiration of how we did this. We sat in he loved fishing, and we were on a boat. And that's how Coop's Catch came about. And, you know, unfortunately, 2 years after, or a year and a half after Coop's Catch started, we lost Tony. And so he lives with us, you know, to this day. He's a big part of why this happened, and I carry it on for that reason. And so they're getting bigger and bigger, and, you know, having Wayne Gretzky, we had Rondé Barber, David Wells was unbelievable when he showed up, especially when I'm a Canadian, love the Toronto Blue Jays. But we had, there was a crew, Titus O'Neill came, and Tino Martinez, and it was just a great group of people that came to support this cause, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and I hope so, because Dick Vitale, who's been a big leader with me in the V Foundation going through all this stuff, he couldn't come because everybody knows the troubles he's been having. And so with the cancer, and he's getting better, but it's, everybody's in this together. I love the cause, and I'm going to continue to do it wherever I am.
Good for you. John Cooper, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And John, just know this is an annual tradition. I always look forward to it. It's great to run you down. Thank you very much. Good luck the rest of the way. And of course, we'll do it again soon.
For sure. And thanks again. I love coming on.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anybody? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call. Get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Normally, I don't want your complaints. Normally, I don't want your bad attitude. Now, I welcome it. I'm here for it. And it can be about anything you want except toilet humor and the JN. If you wonder about what the JN is, you don't need to know. Just don't do it. Anything you want. Sports, non-sports, life, work, family, friends, social, anything. Let's do it. 1-800-636-8686. starting on the phones. Let's go to Grand Rapids. Damon in the GR. Damon, what's up? What's your beef?
Hey, Rome. I got a beef with these parents at the local water park. They got their nose in their phones, and they're too busy to notice that Junior is about to turn into Bison Dele in the deep end of the wave pool. Out.
Dude, that's how, Alvy, I don't know what you're doing over there. Thank you. That had nothing to do with the water park. That had nothing to do with parents. That was all about you trying to slide in a Bison Dele reference, which is not allowed. Except you did slide it in. And Alvin let it just lay there. Hey, Alvin, it's not a matter of parents needing to pay more attention to kids. You need to pay more attention to the program, Alvin. And don't put that on Prize Picks. Like, yeah, sorry, I was working on my prize pick. Try it again. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Tampa. Ryan in Tampa. Ryan, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Yeah, my beef is with GIFs or GIFs, whichever one it is. None of us know. But how many times have you searched for one because you're in a text thread with a buddy and you have the perfect movie reference and then you get 50 of the same exact responses on the GIF search? And then, more importantly, they start adding the line in the message of the GIF. The whole point of the GIF is to not have to read things. Just it says it all without saying anything. That's it. I'm out.
Pretty well said. I wish it was shorter, but pretty well said. I don't know. I don't play the GIF / GIF game. But I see you working. We're rolling telephone calls. Telephone beefs. I will get to your written beefs. Been a long time. Long time since we've seen or heard from this canine. We go to Paul's dog. Yo, dog, what's your beef?
Hello, Rim Room. Rye beef is with that loon shutting down the fountains at the Bellagio. Find another place to nest, bird. Like Mark Davis's hair?
A rare bird did in fact shut down the Bellagio yesterday. At least it did not happen while I was there, the week of Super Bowl. And it did bring Paul's dog out of wherever he was, out of the woodwork. It was a yellow-billed loon. It's considered to be one of the 10 rarest birds able to breed in the U.S., and yet somehow, some way, it worked its way to the Bellagio. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go, Mario in Phoenix. Good to have you, Mario. What's your beef?
Woohoo, Jim. My beef is meeting the moron at the four-way stop intersection. They never come to a complete stop, almost hits another car, and they always throw off the rotation, causing more moronism. I'm out.
That's true. That's frustrating. Intersections should not be nearly as challenging as they are for some people. Don't get me started on that roundabout. All right, let's keep going. Step it up, step it up, step it up. Let's do it. Let's go to Philly. JD in Philly. JD, I know you have beef. What is your beef?
I wish we had beef. The Phillies would bring back Dollar Dog Night. But, Jim, my beef is with automated customer service numbers that want your 16-digit account number, zip code, cell phone number, and your firstborn kid's nickname. Then, after all that, they say, we can't help you with your beef. They turn you over to a human who asks for the exact same information. What are you people doing? If I want to waste my time, I will listen to the platitudes of Nick Sirianni press conference. So get the rocks out of your head, get a pair of scissors, cut these automated systems loose, and give me a human being who could write down something on a piece of paper. I'm out.
All right, JD. I'll slip a beef in. So I buy this product online, and the product, it's a new release. The product says delivery starting Friday. I'm like, good, good. So then I go in the next day, earlier in the week, and I check the status, and it says, on back order. I'm like, no. If I had known that it was on back order, I would not have ordered it in the first place. So I find some chat representative, and they're always so happy to talk to you, which is bullcrap. And I explain this. I'm like, hey, listen, I got a problem with that. They're like, no. It said pre-order. I'm like, right. Pre-order is not back order. Pre-order means you don't have it yet, but you're going to have it. And, quote, delivery begins on said date. Back order suggests that you don't have it, you don't know when you're going to have it, and I don't know when I'm going to have it. Back order is not pre-order. Sir, it says right on the website, pre-order. Right, but it doesn't say back order. It says pre-order. And then I went round and round and round and round with this chat app. Not a bot either. It was a real person. That pissed me off. I should have known better. Back order is not pre-order. Chat guy. Let's go to Boise. Deke in Boise. Deke, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. Thanks for the vine. My beef is with old guys at the gym that blow their nose and play the face trumpet in the showers. Like, what are you doing, you bags? Knock it off. Thanks, Rome. I'm out.
Oh, man. Nice job, Deke. I like that. I like your bad attitude. I like your good beef. That was strong. That's how you do it. Face trumpet. Knock it off, bags. What are you doing in the shower? I'm not going to lie. I do that in my own shower. But not in a public shower. Let's go to the ATX. Vince, my man. Vince, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. Que pasa?
Que pasa?
My beef is with people who vape thinking it's safe that they can blow their tar smoke in my face. That's not cool. Never was cool. And Rome, tomorrow's my birthday. I know the fact that Jera is going to outlive me. At least I can say I know who my children are, and they know who their dad is. Out, hook them.
Vince, you're something else, dude. How do you know that Jera is going to outlive you, Vince? If I had to bet or have an entry of more or less, you or Jera, I'm going to put the more on you, my man. If you guys were prize picks, more years for Vince than Jera. I know you're on record as saying hurry up and die, but if you were prize picks and your life was a prize pick, I would pick more years for you, Vince. He's like, at least I know who my kids are. That's the other thing, Vince. He knows who his kids are. He just doesn't want to acknowledge who they are. He just wants to pay them to keep quiet. All right. Starting to get better. Picking up. Let's go to Montana. Neiman in Montana. Neiman, what's your beef?
Yeah, my beef is actually with you today, Jim. Thanks a lot for your take yesterday, because my 10-year-old's turning 11 on Friday. We're supposed to go bowling. Now all I can think about is balls out nut butter bowling. I used to like bowling, Jim. Thanks, man.
Sorry, bro. Guilty. I did have that take yesterday, and there are certain things that you can't unhear. And balls out nut butter bowling is kind of hard to unhear. Even the image, like if you close your eyes really tight and you think on it for a minute and you meditate on the nut butter, that's hard to get out of your mind too. But Weber with two B's, if there's a play-by-play opportunity in the Berg, he will be there. Not because he's a fan of nudity or nut butter. Probably butter. My man can do play-by-play for any sport. Man, my man has got such range. B-Web? With three Bs, actually. There's nothing he can't do. He's got incredible play-by-play range. Oh, speaking of which, you know who has even more? No offense, B-Web. I know you're a proud man. Kevin Harlan. That is my guest on the Jim Rome podcast today. And it's awesome. How do I know? I've already tracked it. He is awesome. It is awesome. Episode 304 of the Jim Rome podcast. Look for that. Back to the beef segment. Let's do it. Let's go to Orlando. My bad. Let's go to Oakland. Orlando in Oakland. My bad. Orlando, dude, what's your beef?
Hey, appreciate you getting me on. You and the crew let me on. I got a real problem with the liquor store owners in my area. They charge an extra price, which varies from like 50 cents to 75 cents for using my credit card or Apple Pay. It's really, I'm just trying to figure out what that price is coming from. Thanks for the time, Rome.
Dude, I feel you. That sucks. I hear you. I have a similar experience. I don't want to get into it because I have relationships. I know exactly what you're talking about, though. And I have an extreme example of that. Man, they'll gouge you, won't they? If they can, they will. Why does anybody do anything? Because they can. But I see you working, dude. That pissed me off, too. In fact, not only would that piss me off, that does piss me off. Oakland is usually a good idea. Like, if I go to Oakland during the beef segment, I know it's going to go well. Like that. Let's go to Torrance. Dean in Torrance. Dean, what's going on? What's your beef?
Hey, what's up, Jimbo? How are you?
Good, dude. How about you?
Good. Long time. Hey, motorcycle guy. I'm a sales guy driving around the L.A. freeways. First of all, do they have a speed limit? And then second of all, do they own the road? Do we have to pull over to them? They're dangerous, and for sure they get hit on the knee once a day, but they just get a little old dodging them. Thanks, bud.
I feel you, dude. It's tough. If you're in sales and you're on the road and you drive all day long, it can get frustrating. And motorcycle guy, I'm not saying that you don't have a right to the road as well, but he makes a point. You're hard to see. You're hard to see. I would only say that. I'm one of those guys who does kind of move out of the way when I see motorcycle guy coming up behind me. And I like it when motorcycle guy acknowledges that I moved out of the way with a little thumbs up or something or a little wave. But sometimes they're kind of bearing down on you like, yo, man, get the hell out of my way. I'm motorcycle guy. Which is not to be confused with cycling guy, who is also all over my neighborhood, who thinks he's more entitled to the road than even motorcycle guy. Uh-oh, here comes cycling nation. Let's read some. So you don't get all butthurt. Hey, Jim, I have a beef with adults who wear Crocs. I have to believe that these slobs are the same dweebs that wore those shoes with Velcro straps and struck out playing kickball. You look ridiculous. Jeff C. in NC. I used to have a house in Cabo with the founder of those ridiculous-looking shoes. That dude was loaded, yo. He sold a lot of those ridiculous-looking shoes. Hey, Vance Mack, my beef is with the concept of naked bowling. If I wanted to see copious amounts of weathered skin, an unruly bush, I would go and watch my gardener trim our hedges. Vaughn in Knoxville. Dan writes, I got a beef with pro golf guy who after a round takes off his hat, pushes his digits through his greasy, sweaty lettuce, then shakes the other dude's hand. Why not add a sneeze to it, for cripe's sake? Well done. Romy, my beef is with people that park in front of the liquor store to go buy their booze, causing other cars to have to drive around them. Park in the damn parking lot and walk in like the rest of us. I think that applies, honestly, to everything. Every restaurant, every store, everything. Every parking lot has one bag that thinks they're entitled like that. I see that every single day. That's not a liquor store thing. That's a D-bag thing. And the baggiest ones leave the car running. That's the one time I root for somebody to steal the car. I mean, are you not asking for it? One, it's a total D-bag move. Two, the key is in the ignition or Bluetooth nearby and the engine's running. Aren't you asking for somebody to take your car? Rome, my beef is with Russell Wilson. His trade to the Broncos is tarnishing my legacy. Signed, Herschel Walker. Jimmers, I got fat beef with the neutered lumps of wet lettuce that have those bright-ass LED headlights. I don't need to feel like the sun is chasing me down every night when I drive home from work. You will cause a crash, and they should be illegal. Signed, Abby. Dear Pimp, my beef is with my girlfriend and her alarm clock. I set my alarm. I wake up. I grab a coffee. I read the paper every morning. She, on the other hand, has to set the alarm to go off every 5 minutes for an hour before getting out of bed. So I have to hear an alarm siren 12 times before heading out to work. Just set one alarm and get out of bed. Craig in Calgary, that would suck. Vincent Fresno, my beef. Adults who share cigarettes. If you want to fire down lung darts, that's your choice, but at least be mature enough to handle your own heater. Jim, my beef is with stinky Miss Stinkerson in my office. We know why you spray whatever that crap is all over your ass and the office. Just like you for half the day, it's not working. Clean it up. Portland woman is disappointed with you. And quit coming into my office to put your fruit rinds in my garbage can. Do your composting elsewhere, stinky. Kenneth E. in the 503.
You stink.
Scott is that guy. Quote, my beef is with my coworkers who insist on having their private conversations in the stairwell by my desk, which echoes like a bullhorn. I hear everything. If my coworkers are listening, Kim, your hubby is cheating on you. Mary, stop screwing Kim's hubby, you homewrecker. Rome, my beef is with the a-holes who bother me with work-related BS when I am lunch in the break room. Hey, idiot, they call it a break room for a reason. I don't need you slobbering over my meal while you discuss something that you could have covered in an email. Robert in League City. Man, they just keep coming. Van Smack, my beef is with surly airport gate agents. Is it a job requirement for them to have a bad attitude and to give you as little information as possible? Do they recruit agents from Vegas sportsbook bet takers? If you hate your jobs that much, do what you're supposed to do when the going gets tough. Quit. Tim in Denver. Hi, Jim. My beef is with people who drive in the wrong direction, up and down parking lot lanes. Make my beef a double. Second part is that they tell you they're going the wrong direction. No, moron. Look how the parking spaces are angled. Laura in Erie. Now they tell you that you're going the wrong direction. My bad. Hi, Jim. I've got a beef with the guy who plays the saxophone at my local intersection. The only song he knows is Baker Street. I was there again recently. I discovered not only does he not know the whole song, he only knows the opening riff. Sarah T. Unwore bums spending their money on booze instead of music lessons. Armand Armadillo. My beef piggybacks with yours. When you place your order, the delivery is one day, and once you pay, the date changes. Now I have to do a screenshot before paying and waste time calling with the runaround. Do better. Now, dude, the problem is they've already got my money. Then I have to try to cancel or get my money back because they're arguing they did nothing wrong. They said, no, it's on back order. It says it right there on the website. Prepay. Right. Prepay, not back order. Romy, I used to own a pizza place, and my beef is with the degenerate loser that delivered pizza for me, that told me he wasn't quitting, he was resigning. Dude, you deliver pizza, you're not a CEO of a Fortune 500. Doug in Milwaukee, Mr. Rome, my beef is with Paul's friggin' dog. That's all. You know, it doesn't land the way it used to, does it? He doesn't hit the way he used to. Maybe he can get it back. Let's go to the phones. Rapid fire. Get in, get out. Rapid fire. Keep it tight. Let's run them down. Let's go to L.A. Jacob. Jacob, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim, my beef is with the grandpas and grandmas that are over 75 years old still paying with a check at the grocery store line. For one, they don't know the date. And number two, the young cashier probably never seen a check in his life and has to get approval. Just swipe your card, tap the kiosk, and leave.
Hey, Albie.
You don't like that car.
Albie.
Not a very good car.
I know I said keep it moving, but it was funny. It was good. He was right on every point. Take. Hey, Grandpa, the kid has never seen a check. The kid has no idea what a check is. Hey, Grandma, you don't know what the date is. Hey, Grandpa, you're holding everybody up. I needed that guy to start the segment, not to end the segment with rapid fire. Let's go to Nashville, Kenny. Kenny, what's your beef?
Safe driver app. If the speed limit is 55 and everybody's going 65, the speed limit's 65. We don't need you going 55 and just so you make save $2 or $3 on your insurance. That's all I got.
Probably more than $2 or $3 at this point, right? I feel you, though. If the sign says 55 and everybody's going 65, then the speed limit is 65. But not to the insurance company that's tracking you if you get a ticket. I'm going to go with you, dude. I'm going to go with your take over the insurance company. Let's go. Idaho. Steve. Steve, what's your beef?
How you doing?
Yo.
Well, no beef.
What was that?
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
That guy was not ready. If you're on hold, be ready. That was the opposite of rapid fire. Stay ready. Let's go to Erie. Paul in Erie. Paul, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. Lottery scratcher ticket guy, you lost. Please don't rip up your ticket and throw it out the car window for me to pick up. Okay, why don't you go put a first-time claimer in the trifecta at Saratoga? He might win some big money. Thank you, Jim.
You got it, Paul. Appreciate it. There's always a beef about scratcher guy. But that's a new and unique beef about Scratcher Guy. I got a beef with anybody who throws any paper or any other object out the window. Don't litter. Don't do that. Let's go to OKC. Lance in OKC. Lance, what's your beef?
Jim, these loser parents who don't know how to name their kids. My wife teaches a little second grade girl named Fatality. And it's spelled the exact same way. Her parents suck out.
Wow, dude. Is that true? Fatality? Murderer didn't want any of that? What's her brother's name? Murderer? Who's the first cousin? Mass suicide? Wow, that's weird. Fatality? For real? Fatality. Hey, Meet my cousin, amputation. That can't be true. I need documentation of that. Let's go to Arizona. Tim, what's your beef, Tim?
My beef is with a gas station D-bag that doesn't pull to the front pump. Makes me now circle around like I'm romper room playing musical pumps, trying to find an open pump on the correct side of my car. Out.
I like that, dude. Well done. You're right. Is that one of those just things that you know that they don't have to teach you? You just know? Pull ahead. Common courtesy, basic logic. And not like they're there because there was somebody in front of them who left. But they pull in and don't pull up. And now homeboy's got to go like romper room looking around to find a pump that matches where his tank is. I get that. Check out Anthony. Anthony coming in with a response. Anthony in Pomona. Anthony, what's your beef?
Hey, Jimmy, I got a beef with that guy complaining about old people writing checks at the grocery store. Hey, Grandpa, you sound like you're about 2,000 years old, okay? Calm down, Methuselah. Stop. Nobody wants any granny on granny hate. Hey, Ryan, you still suck, and that's true for me.
I don't know, dude. His whole point was granny and grandpa stop writing checks. I don't think that was grandpa on granny hate. And saying something sucks is not a take, even if you're saying Ryan in Sackdown sucks. That's not two for you, brother. That's O for you.
Brother.
Is there anybody else? Are we done? Let me try one more. Mike in Detroit. Mike, what's your beef?
Romy, what's up? Hey, I just got a problem with Old Man River doing the karaoke. Yo, give somebody else a turn. That's all I got.
All right, there you go. Now we're done. I'm walking it off on that. I'm done. That's your beef segment.
Good night now!